Well, Roe has released the first half of her much-anticipated debut album, That's When the Panic Sets In. Included in the six-track release are previous singles I Dare You and A Temporary Thing, along with some great new songs as well. And Roe is on the line to chat to us. Roe, good evening and welcome to the programme.
Hiya, thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Listen, before we, I suppose, talk about the writing and recording process behind the album, first of all, how delighted are you to just have it out there and show the world what you've been working on for the last couple of years?
It's so surreal. Like, I feel like I've been listening to these songs for the past few months and it feels like this really well-kept secret. So it's the maddest thing that I can just go on Spotify or whatever and listen to them there and people are telling me how they feel about them. So it's a huge relief to just have them out there. It might be the longest project I've ever worked on because initially the album was supposed to be something completely different because I was very electropop and going down that avenue, and it took a minute for me to kind of step back and realize where I wanted to head as an artist. And it came down to a decision at like 1 a.m. in a shop in Reykjavik, of all places, where I kind of decided that I wanted to go down a different route. And I'm so, so glad that I did, because it's just been the most fun writing and recording these songs.
Yeah, we'll come back to that in a moment, because that really stood out for me when I read about Reykjavik and that whole, I suppose, eureka moment that you decided that you were going to bring out the album, or you postponed it, first of all, and then you decided that you were going to bring it out in two parts. But you mentioned there you've been bringing music out since around about 2017. Some of the stuff that you've been working on, though, recently is a little bit different to your earlier releases.
Yeah, the shift happened whenever the artist that I was listening to changed. I'm a big indie head at the minute, listening to a lot of Phoebe Bridgers and Margaret Glaspie and Girl in Red. So it felt really natural that my writing shifted that way, because I look up to and admire those artists so much that it just felt nice to write in a different way. And I feel like the songs that I've been writing over the past couple of years have definitely made me open up more, and it feels like the most honest I've ever been. So yeah, it's pretty cool. To be honest, like, the pandemic happening and having to be in the house, that was one of the good things that came from it, is having all of this time to just write and reevaluate and figure out what I wanted to do. We made the decision to postpone the album before that all happened. And then I was just sat at home just figuring out where I wanted to go. So it gave me a lot of time to just reflect and make sure that what I was putting out into the world was exactly what I wanted to be out there.
And we're going to talk more about the songs that feature on the record as well. But just go back to that 1 a.m. moment in Reykjavik in 2019 where you decide to postpone the album. Because I've made no secret about it, Reykjavik is my favourite place in the world. I've been there 3 times and I would go back there in a heartbeat. So first of all, what were you doing in Reykjavik, obviously the capital of Iceland? And then why 1 o'clock in a supermarket?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's so, I was over playing a festival over for Iceland Airways. I think I was back and forth in my mind for a while before I kind of came to my manager about it. And we had a big discussion, and it was like after I played the show. So I don't know. It was just one of those moments that happened in a blink of an eye, you know?
Mm.
Like, it felt like a very split decision. And Reykjavik, I don't know, there's something really magical about that place. It's so stunning. I've never been somewhere like that before, and I'd give anything to go back as well. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It really is. And they have a great passion for music over there. There's a festival that they play in, like, an old fish shed or something like that on the other side of Iceland. I remember being to that as well, and it was such a great experience. But the album, as you say, it's split now into two parts. That's When the Panic Sets In. Part one is out now with songs like New Behaviours, I Dare You, A Temporary Thing, I Can Change, Scared of Being Lonely, and One in a Million. The decision to split it into two parts, where did that come from?
I suppose it was kind of selfish, really. I've spent so much of my time on these songs that I feel like a lot of them need their moment. And splitting it into two parts, it was very natural as well, because the first part, I feel, flows really well together, and the second part is just kind of hit people up the face. I wanted to do something different and not just put everything out there all at once. I guess that the decision to do part one and part two was just, yeah, to make sure that the songs that I poured my heart into were being listened to and, you know, just really, really being taken in by people.
Yeah, I think it's great, and I had a listen to the full album before we started talking, and the song that we're going to play after this interview is I Can Change. And obviously we said the singles that came out, I Dare You, A Temporary Thing, and the single off this album now is Scared to Be Lonely. A lot of people will hear those singles, but I always think it's important to maybe play some of the other songs from an album so they get a full view of exactly the work that's gone into it. What's the plans looking like then for the rest of the summer? Like, it's going to be busy, I'm sure. Festivals and maybe some headline shows too.
Yeah, we're just in the middle of planning out some shows for the rest of the year. So everything's a bit top secret at the minute. It feels like I can't, like, I want to tell everybody everything, but I can't. So all I can say is just keep an eye out. Yeah,
definitely keep an eye on social media and everything. Camir, you're from Derry, and recently we would have spoken to Brooke Scullion on the programme. We played the likes of JC Stewart as well. It seems as though music in Derry is doing quite well at the moment.
Oh, 100%. Over the past few years, I feel like the music scene up here has just grown and blossomed into this amazing thing. There is so many bands and artists here that I'm really, really excited about. It's a really nice thing to be a part of the music scene up here, because it's such a great community as well, I think. And I think that's part of why we're doing so well, is because it feels like a big family, just kind of supporting each other and egging each other on, you know.
Well, listen, the first part of the album is great. As I say, it's called That's When the Panic Sets In from Row, and the second part of the album due out in the not too distant future, let's say, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later, because I can't wait to hear it. Just let us know, before we let you go, the best way to keep an eye on your social media, Twitter and Instagram. What are the handles?
So my Instagram is Row Music, Twitter is Row_music, TikTok is Row Music, so it's all pretty simple. My website is rowofficial.com as well, for any other bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's Row, spelled R-O-E as well. Listen, Row, great talking to you on the programme. Continued success, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon.
Cheers, thanks so much.